Do you know what happens when a lowland gorilla stand-up comedian, a functioning alcoholic impressionist, and geeky tech nerd pro wrestler get together? You get the Conti and Kenny Show, and AIDS, probably.
Monday nights, the clock strikes 7. Conti and Kenny, humor's heaven. On 100 proof, YouTube's delight. Tune in, we promise it's pure delight. Laughing out loud, so mellow and bright. Conti and Kenny, comedy's bite. Every Monday, come and play. Join us for laughs, end your day. Eastern time, the fun begins. Jokes and stories will make you grin. A perfect blend, pure comedic art. Conti and Kenny, they steal your heart. So click and watch the chuckles flow. Conti and Kenny, friends in tow. Sip some laughs on 100 proof. Comedy magic under your roof. Laughing out loud, so mellow and bright. Conti and Kenny, comedy's bite. Every Monday, come and play. Join us for laughs, end your day. Eastern time, the fun begins. Jokes and stories will make you grin. A perfect blend, comedic art. Conti and Kenny, they steal your heart. So click and watch the chuckles flow. Conti and Kenny, friends in tow. Sip some laughs on 100 proof. Comedy magic under your roof. Remember the time, don't miss the show. With Conti and Kenny, the giggles glow. Find the channel, don't delay. 100 proof podcasting, your Monday ballet.
And don't forget me, Joey Image.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Would be me. Welcome to another Conti and Kenny Show, also known as Arrogance and Alcoholism with a Side of Spandex. We're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. right on here, right on here, right on, my brothers. 100 Proof Podcasting on the YouTube channel. If you can, please give the episode a thumbs up. And if you want to subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell. That would be awesome. And you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Join the chat room. We have super chats if you want to give us money. That would be cool, because Joey just bought a house and he needs money. So please do us a favor and super chat us. What's going on, fellas?
Good evening.
You tried to hold it together so good. Right on, brothers.
Right on, my brothers.
Keep the radio voice going. Right on, yes. Right on, my brother.
Right on. Yeah, what's going on? We have for anybody who's checking us out for the very first time because they happen to be subscribing to 100 Proof Podcast.
They happen to be a bunch of fucking squares, is what they are.
I thought you were going to say they happen to be sitting around bored.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's your first time here,
the bottom left hand corner, I am Joe Conti, and in the middle is Kenny Michaels, the ever disappearing Kenny Michaels, and over to the right. Is our new property house entrepreneur owner
almost
whatever almost Joey Image, our wrestler, and behind the glass is our producer Shawnee. Shawnee, how are you feeling today? Are you good? I know you're down in Florida and you're drinking vanilla extract and Everclear. I just wondered if you're okay.
Vanilla extract. You're just reminding me. I haven't drinking any Everclear yet.
Oh well. Get on camera and start chugging, bitch.
If that's what you want, you're the boss.
Yeah, it really sounds like I'm twisting your face off to do this.
Yeah. Last week, I was on the show before the show. And as soon as we clicked on the intro, my shit went blank. Done. Blank. And so today, I've been on the air since, what, Johnny, 6:40? Because I had my computer going. I wanted to make sure everything's good. So I dialed into the stream at like 6:42 and started talking to Shawnee. Shawnee was there. And what's funny is Joey and Shawnee did a show last week. You had your the rash on your ass. I was sitting here fuming. Like literally I've done this.
Can we qualify what your statement is? I didn't have a rash on my ass. I got some sort of poison ivy on different spots of my torso, including the top part of my hiney, right where my back meets the crack of my ass. But
there you go. Yeah,
so I didn't have an ass rash. Or,
no, yeah, you didn't have. Just, you didn't take your Jardians and you have gangrene in your taint.
No, I did not have that. No,
you know it's a side effect, right? A friend, my mother's died from that. Her she had it's for diabetes, and Jardians, one of the side effects is you contract a sore right in the grundle, in the taint. Ooh. You know what I mean? Right in the gooch. And you get a sore, and it doesn't heal because whatever Jardians, whatever the pill is resistant to antibiotics. So you basically die by getting your taint eaten out from inside.
Oh, jeez.
Like a fucking
rabbit. That's hot.
It's brilliant.
You know how much I used to pay for that shit?
Yeah, especially put it on a fat chick with diabetes.
Jardians?
Yeah, Jardians. A fat chick with diabetes. There's a lot of, shall we say, I've had a little weight on me. So there's always a, when you put some skin folds together and there's a little bit of extra weight, there's certain aromas that pop up that you're like, I got to call it. What a whiff of that. Where did that come from?
You know what I mean? Yo, sneeze. Gleason's going nuts. I love it.
It goes crazy for you, sneeze. Knock it off.
Yeah, he does. So just imagine putting that on the fat chick. Anyways, I was ready to kill somebody because I couldn't get on my computer. Just took a shit. And
you were actually visually, you were on the entire show. You were just frozen in one position the whole time.
Was I really?
Oh, not the whole time. To get back.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, you were up in the moon too at one point.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat, I think a coup in the chat room. Somebody was like, "Can you put Kenny's face in the moon?"
That's so really cool.
Shorty put your face in the moon. That. It was weird. The man of the moon. It was weird. But it was
I like that. I actually like that. So these guys did the show. They pulled it together. They did an hour show. So I'm talking to Sean before this show at 6:40, and it happens sometimes to me all the time. It happens sometimes to me all the time. That makes a lot of sense. Jesus, Mary Joseph. What I'm about to say.
Can I get it on the shirt?
What I'm about to say is going to prove what just happened to me right there.
Okay.
When I can't think of the word. Like instead of ambulance, I said emergency van. You know what I mean? And when I'm sitting there going, the wallpaper. And I'm like, how did you can't, my brain couldn't name. So me and Sean are talking before the show about being in studio and different, you know, being on air or being, you know, zoomed in or whatever it is, or streamed. And he goes, well, maybe you guys could find in between you guys, you can find where you guys, a studio. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro. You fucking
wow.
We were just talking. We must have said studio 18 times. And this guy got stumped.
And that word, he couldn't get that
and
word
that
out.
One, that one threw him off. That one fucking put his brain in backwards.
That's, I had fun going to the studio, dude.
That's like me and Joey not being able to get Big ZD out. You know what I mean?
I had fun at the studio, man. Those are some fucking fun times.
I was telling Shawnee the vibe is this is a good vibe, but there's nothing like being right next to each other, just feeling each other's vibe, you know.
And room to have guests in there too and stuff with two or three at a time sometimes. Yeah, what a blast that was.
I ended up listening to, it was a show from May. It's actually, if you go to the Conti and Kenny podcast, anywhere and you go back as far as you can, the furthest it goes back is May of 2019.
Is that me?
You heard that? A fucking motorcycle drove by my window.
Yeah.
I said, holy shit, how the fuck did you hear that?
I thought that was my lunch processing.
That's a very fancy way of saying something else. But I have to tell you, man, it was May of 2019. Carucci was in studio with his son.
Oh, okay.
Big A called in. Bob Levy called in. That guy, Sergio or Gianni, who was doing the...
Oh, Gianni, yeah, from Auto.
That called in. And it was definitely...
Was I there?
Oh, you were there. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
That's jam-packed right there.
It was a lot of fun to listen to. It's just... And like Kenny says, it's a completely different vibe when you are in the same room with the other.
You know how it's a different vibe? Like right now, we have pictures of a Coca-Cola. We have pictures of a hamburger. And me and Joe have been doing this since 2005. Joey, you're on, what, 6 years now? Something like that? I don't even know.
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
When did you get married, Joey?
2019, yeah.
Yeah.
Seven years, bro.
Dude, my mom died.
Well, it was before we were married, but we were together. We've been together since 2014, but I was doing the show before her and I got married, yeah.
Yes. Because, look at that.
In 2019, you were on the show. And my mom died in January 2019, which was 4 months before that.
Not a moment too soon. Sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You were doing it then. I think you started in 2018. That's when I think.
I know I did the first show as a guest, and then you guys. I think Joe called me, and I didn't know that you guys were already thinking about a third mic, and you were like, "Oh, we were kind of like, not auditioning like officially, but kind of like just getting a feel for some guys and." And you liked me, and I don't remember when the fuck that was.
I think it was 2018.
I know it was before COVID, though, because I remember Frank making us put the condoms on the fucking microphones and bitching at us for taking the mask off the call.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're in studio, and we used to have people come. They would just stop by. People that were in the neighborhood, they would stop by, whatever. But one of the wackiest things, and I forgot about this for a long time. And Joe Conte, this is before you, Joey. I might be before, but it might not. I could be wrong. It might have been around Christmas time where the auto benefit at the Bullseye Pub was happening, and we had Carucci, we had someone else, and Keith Carnaval, our pal Keith, also a comedian. And we're in the studio, and the son of a bitch.
This is before
right
me,
before
I think.
We go on air.
Recognize that guy's name?
Yeah, right before we go on air, he comes. Everybody comes in. Hey! And you know when you go to somewhere, a studio, you bring like a water or maybe a bag of chips or something like that, or some trail mix. Yeah. The motherfucker walks in with a musket of KFC chicken. Fucking and he's an Italian guy. You know what I mean? He is. If you had a lineup of people, he'd be like, pick out who gets a Kentucky bucket of chicken, and he would be the last motherfucker that looked like he would get a Kentucky bucket. But this motherfucker walked in and was like, "You guys want any chicken?" And I'm like, "How the fuck are you eating chicken? Don't get me wrong, smells great." And he sat there with the bucket. He had one arm around it, holding it up to his chest, just eating chicken the whole fucking time. Yeah, no, they're just sitting there fucking anything dropped because you don't want to drop any crumbs on the floor. You know, but that's in studio stuff. You know, you can't get that anywhere else. So me and Shoney were talking about that, and studio stumped him on the words. And
we didn't really air quotes, do a show last week. Sean asked me something about some fucking video game before we went live. And then once Kenny froze, we just talked about that again. And before I knew it was fucking 8 o'clock. I'm like, holy fuck. We've been talking about games for an hour.
Yeah, you guys should do a game show. Literally.
I told Sean that I stopped trying to get back on the air at 7:51. So my I might have been a frozen picture, but I was the complete opposite of that behind the fucking computer. Like, seriously ready to smash every fucking electronic I have in this place. Just, I mean,
that's what we assume.
Rip-roaring mad.
Well, Kenny, I was expecting, like, even during the show, I was saying, I'm expecting Kenny to come back and talk about shooting the neighborhood up again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've got plenty of fucking ammo. It's right here, right behind me. I've got it right there. Absolutely, I would have. Oh, man, I was fuming.
The thing that was cool about, the thing that was cool to me about last week is, like, I know it was a coup. I don't remember if it was Articulate John and Terry Knee or somebody else. But there were three or four guys in the chat room also talking about video games with us. We don't ever talk about games in the show, but I didn't know that those guys were all either into games or used to be or something like that. So they all chimed in.
Yeah.
We had like a whole conversation going. It was really cool.
There you go, man. Perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
You're too fucking nerd. Hey, listen, nerds.
When something happens,
a half hour show.
I'd do that. That would be cool.
During that whole hour, not one of those fucking nerds was getting laid because they were talking about their fucking video.
I have a great name for the show. Not one. You ready? Two dicks, no balls. That's what I got.
Seven dicks, no pussy.
That's a really good one, actually.
they're all too busy talking about the games. No one got any ass.
Yeah,
isn't that the name of Ladder's show? Like two guys with no brains or something like that.
Three guys with no brains. Three guys, no brains, smart dicks, something like that. I have no idea.
Oh man.
So, all right. You want me to get into it real quick? I'll give everybody an update.
I definitely want to get into your stuff and Joey's new house endeavor.
And into my house, yeah.
Into the realms of real estate, which I have delved into. Joe Conte, you've had a little experience with that too, also. Joey, no, just wait. You're good. Welcome aboard. I had a little procedure. I don't know if I talked about it. I didn't talk about it last week, the week before. because of my heart failure, my diagnosed heart failure, which is not, it's diagnosed, but it's not, I'm okay. I have to get all the veins in my legs taken out, basically, except for the good ones. I have a genetic predisposition to venous insufficiency. Okay, for all you medical penis people out what? There.
Penis what?
Insufficiency.
And he answered me too.
He did.
Yeah, I did. I have a lot of insufficiencies. I've got venous. I got penis insufficiency. I've got a lot of insufficiencies. I have love insufficiency.
We
I have
still compassion
insufficiency. I have money insufficiency. I got a lot of insufficiencies.
Awareness insufficiency.
Insufficiency. I have wardrobe insufficiency. Oh, man. I have gas insufficiency. I got a lot of insufficiency. Wow, man. Let's take a fucking
Insufficiency Kenny.
Yeah, but not just me. I want everyone out there listening. Let's take a little. Let's see what the temperature is out there. Let's see what the temperature of the people is. And this might help people. I just went to the liquor store, so I don't have liquor insufficiency. At least not till tomorrow night. I just had my laundry done, so I have underdraws. I don't have underdraws insufficiency.
Okay.
I just picked my laundry up today on the way home from the dock. But what think about it. To get my veins out.
Checkup order? Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, I forgot. I already forgot.
Attention, Joey Image. For 10 minutes, I've been talking about my venous insufficiency surgery. Hello, is anyone there, Joey Image? Surgery.
Was it in and out?
Yes. It was an in the office and it was a medical office.
You had to go to a surgery center though, not an actual hospital.
Surgeon. No. I was in the hospital in the surgeon's. He's got a little couple of little.
Okay.
Minor surgery offices. In and so out. Local anesthetic.
I had something.
Didn't go under.
Actually, I'll tell you the story after you're done because it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, mine is quick. So what they do is I have main arteries, main veins. It's called main veins, secondary veins, and then your tributaries. Think of a river. That's a long river, and that's your main artery. And then you have a smaller river that goes off. And then from that smaller river, you have little creeks that go off into the neighborhoods. Those are the ones, whatever is wrong, they go in there and they ablaze them. It's a stick a catheter in a vein, basically fry it, suck it dry, and cut it off. So now what's happening is my left side of my heart that pumps everything out, or the right side, I'm not sure. The one that pumps out is pumping as good as a teenager. The one that is bringing the blood back up from the floor, from my feet, the ones that do, because of my veins are bad, the heart is working too hard. He equates it to having a straw with a trying to drink. You know, you get the air, and you're sucking wind. You can't get the milkshake up. Heart is working too hard on the one side. So what we're doing over the next couple of weeks is cutting out all of them. Basically, not cutting them out, but shutting down the highways of the bad veins. Okay, and that will give my heart's will take over and flush it back up. So let's get to the funny part. Let's call him. His name is Kenny. I'm not going to say his last name, but it's Jew. It's a Jewish. It's a Jewish name, of course.
It's Jew.
And it's Jew. And he's great. He reminds me of like a Dr. Oz, you know, like really like a cool dude. You know, I met him in the office and I went and got the ultrasound. And then he called me himself and said, hey, you're late. Let's do this, let's do that, I'll take care of it for you, and I'll see you. And as we're on the phone, I said, I'm really impressed with this guy, Dr. Kenny Jew. Really impressed with him. And
Kenny Jew.
I'm a
Dr. Kenny Jew. Nice.
Dr. Kenny Jew.
Hey Doc, if you're listening,
I'm really impressed with him. And I'm like, this guy, you know, he looked at me right away and he goes, I know what that is, I know how to fix it. Let's get it done. I said, absolutely, Dr. Kenny Jew. Let's do it. Got me all right. You know what I mean? So he calls me up, and I'm really impressed. And then he goes, well, then come in. Let's set you up. I'm going to have my nurse call you, and you set up your appointment for some treatments. And then we can get everything going. And I said, in my mind, I went, did he just
what? With what?
Did he just fucking say tweetlets? I'm ready to write this guy's autobiography. You know what I mean? I want to introduce him to my sister who's married, just so he could bang. You know what I mean? Like, I love this guy, and I'm like, did I just fucking hear tweetlets? And he goes, all right, so I'm gonna have my nurse Ann call you up so you can schedule your treatment, and we can get everything going. And I'm like, This motherfucker hasn't tripped up one word. He said everything right, everything correctly, everything with enthusiasm, and he's gonna give me a treatment. Like, what the fuck else?
Right before
what the fuck else are you hiding there?
Is he 14?
Right before he started the surgery, did he go, shh, everybody be very quiet? surgery now.
I'm about to do some treatments. everybody be quiet. I'm about to do some treatment.
Scalpel.
So Dr. Kenny Jew is telling me about the treatments, and I'm like, okay, but it doesn't matter. I'm all right. I'm good. Still love the guy. So today's the day. My sister Gestapo picks me up because they said you could drive yourself.
Gestapo and the Jew?
Yeah, that's, oh, wow. They shouldn't. Thank God they didn't meet. Oof, yeah. That would have been an interesting lunch.
Yeah.
So my sister, who I nicknamed her Gestapo, that's from, it's an old thing.
Clearly.
So she, she's off. From 1942
or some shit.
Yeah, she's a teacher, so she's off from school. So she's like, "I'll take you," and I'm like, "I wanted to do the left leg first because I didn't know they do local anesthetic, but they're digging in. They're digging in. You know what I mean? I don't know how. They said you could drive yourself if you need to." She's like, "I'm home. I'll pick you up." I said, "All right, cool, let's go." And it turns afterwards, they put like a local anesthetic and then they needle it. So I have like a jelly leg. You know what I mean? So it was good to have somebody. So we're sitting there. We do the check-in, and I'm sitting in a waiting room. The place is a lot of people there. And this guy's in, and he almost looked like a younger Mr. Furley from Three's Company, but with shorts on, okay? And a lot of tan, dark, you know what I mean? He's got brown, he's got khaki shorts that come down just to above his knee. He's got stylish sneakers on, looks like slip-ons, but they look good. And he's got a summertime t-shirt, right? So I'm sitting there watching him, and he walks in, and he goes to the kiosk thing, and you put your license in, your insurance card, and the motherfucker turns around. And not only is his colostomy bag hanging out, he's got a fucking orange, a naval orange size pus bag next to it. That was a color. Doctor? No, this is a patient that I'm watching.
Okay.
That I'm watching.
I'm still on Dr. Drew.
A pus bag, which has almost like an eggplant color mixed with a heavy cream. You know what I mean? Like a swirl of heavy cream. It's fucking disgusting. And I'm like, cover that shit up. You know, put your shirt over it. Have some respect for other people. I don't need to see your fucking insides, Captain Harry. You know what I mean? Yeah. Put it away. So me and my sister were nudging each other. We're sitting right next to each other because it's you know, you could hear a mouse fart in this room. It's so quiet, you know? You can't have conversation until some old lady's fucking phone goes off. And it's like the Price is Right introduction. That's her ringtone for her daughter that's dying, you know what I mean? In the cancer ward. Anyway. I'm sorry. So I go in. Now, my sister is sitting there, and it's almost by the door where you walk in and out of the place. There was no seats. And the guy and his wife sit next to her, almost like right next to her. Because he's about to go in. So the nurse comes out, and my sister's right there. And she's like, you can come in. Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm going to hook everything back up. So he's saying that he's going to hook back up his piss bucket, his pus bucket, and a fucking shit bag right there. And she goes, no, you can't do it here. As soon as my sister heard that, she fucking took off because that's all she needed. My sister is neurotic in so many good, bad ways, but so many really, really good ways where all she could see was this guy trying to rehose his pus bag back into the pus bag, you know, like the cord from his wound into the pus bag and just have it squirting all over the place.
From his fucking wound. Hiding.
Yeah, she took off. It is. It's a wound. It's a drain plug. It's a drain.
No, I know. That's what we used to call a vaginal area in high school. You get a look at her fucking wound.
Yeah. Like I had a cousin. I had a cousin we used to call drain bag, but that's a whole other story. So I go in there to sum up. I go in there.
Wait. Kenny's talking about this fucking patient with the pus bag, and Articulate John in the chat room says, "I'm starving."
Yeah. Oh no. It's hilarious, but you just see it and you know what it is, and you're like, God forbid that thing pops anywhere. It is.
Smells too, right?
You know where? Oh, I'm sure it does. But my sister wanted to have nothing to do with it, so she fucking got up and took off. You know. So they bring me in. I take my pants off.
Finally.
Who's Whistling Price is Right?
Oh, that's me. It's in my fucking head now. I don't even realize.
So the last two times that I went and got an ultrasound, I got three of them. Two of them were in the hospital. So I was in a gown. They put me in a gown, okay? No underdraws. Put me in a gown. The third one was at the office, and I wore my...
Kenny, just like your prom, you were in a gown.
Yeah, I was wearing a gown, yeah.
With no underdraws.
No underdraws, exactly.
Yeah. Got to show my pride. And so I would get the ultrasounds, and then the third time was in the office, and I had sleepy pants on, and I didn't wear any underwear. And she gave me, you know, when you're at the dentist and you get that piece of blue cloth?
Oh,
right.
Oh,
yeah. Around your chest.
Yeah. The little fucking the napkin with little jumper cables attached to it.
Exactly. That's all I had in the doctor's office. No gown. That was the size of the fucking wrapper that they gave me to cover my junk as she's doing my ultrasound on my inner thighs. Okay. That's all I had. And then the jelly that she had, it started to stick to the paper. It was getting like making like paper mache. Like, do you ever jerk off and come and wipe your dick with a McDonald's napkin? It turns into paper mache.
Yes, at McDonald's. Trust me. McDonald's.
Yeah. If you
have that winter boxed.
It's usually when you jerk off in the car, you wipe your dick, and then it literally sticks to your dick like paper mache, and you can't get it off. It's good. You got to peel it off or get some hot water.
Yeah, it's like it's brutal. Paris.
Exactly. Absolutely. So this is what happened. So anyways. So I wore underwear today because I asked the woman, I was like, should I wear underwear? She's like, absolutely, you can. I'm like, okay. So they do the thing. Now, Dr. Kenny Jew, he comes in. He goes, hey, we're going to knock this out today, right? I go, yeah. He goes, it won't take long. I'll talk you through it. I said, all right, Dr. Kenny Jew, let's do this. So I take my pants off. He gives me a little, they put all kinds of stuff all over me, like papers or whatever. Tucks my underwear in. I goes, all right, I'm gonna incise and do the whole thing. And he goes, who's your favorite? He goes, if you had a chance to see one rock band, who would it be, dead or alive? Live, but you got to see him live.
Talking about being rock. Concentrating on your procedure.
I'd say abso-fucking-lutely. And I said, Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin. I would love to see that in heyday, okay. And he goes, Led Zeppelin's my first. He goes, what's your favorite movie? And I'm like, oh, I got a lot of them. Who's your favorite actor? I go, wow, there's a lot of them, but I would go with a Harrison Ford, you know? I would go with like a, and then if you want to go off range, Steve Buscemi or Ewan McGregor, you know? Like, yeah, we started, and he's telling me about his, and what a fucking pleasant fucking afternoon it was. We started talking about Hutton Place. Sam,
don't you
we're
mean,
talking about Sam.
Don't you mean pleasant?
What a pleasant afternoon this was.
Yeah. What a pleasant afternoon.
We were talking about
who's your
Sam and
extra?
Yeah.
We were talking about
one of his favorite. No, he's not much older than me. You know what I mean? He's not much older than me. He's got to be before 60, maybe 60, you know. But his favorite movie in the 80s was Wodehouse. You know what I mean? I'm not even shitting you. He loved Wodehouse. You know, and we were talking. Yeah, Sam Elliott. Really,
he was a Led Zeppelin fan.
He's a Led Zeppelin fan. Yes, he was. He loved his favorite song was Smoke Underwater. No, don't worry about it. But it really was so pleasant. And there was a couple of times where they put like this lidocaine jelly on, and then he's like, "This is where," and it's still numb. And this is where I'm gonna poke. This is where I'm gonna poke to put the local anesthetic, and then he went and dived in. So it's kind of achy, painish right now, but it's okay. And I have it wrapped in a big ace bandage that I got to keep on till Wednesday. So I shower. You freshly showered this morning, so I can. I have dude wipes anyway, just in case I soil myself. But what a Dr. Kenny Jew fucking nailed it. And he's like, see you next week. And he goes, you're an interesting guy. Because I told him about like working in rock bands. I told him about, you know, Stones. Him and his nurses loved the Taylor Swift story. Absolutely loved it, meeting Taylor Swift. They loved the story. She's like, was that before she was famous? I go, no, sister. That shit was last summer. It was like 2 summers ago.
This is recent. Yeah, yeah.
When she was really famous.
You tell them about famous. Mick Jagger almost running you over?
Absolutely. That's how it started because we talked about the Stones. And I'm like, Mick Jagger and Ronnie Woods almost ran me over with a thing. And then they both nodded at me. Yeah, on a golf cart. Absolutely. And so we were, and this is as he's into my arteries, cutting my shit out. You know what I mean? But Dr. Kenny Jew nailed it. So I'm going to see him again Monday. Can't wait.
It's almost like you're hanging out with like a really cool psychiatrist who's digging knives into your legs. You're enjoying
it. Exactly, Joe. I met him. When I met him first, I got a Dr. Oz vibe, like a cool, maybe like a what's his name? Dr.
Phil?
No, Loveline.
Dr.
Loveline, out of Corolla. No, Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew. Like a doctor, but better than but better than Dr. Phil. All right. They were all
Pepper?
They were all, yeah. Dr. Mengele.
Ah, Dr. Pepper.
Mengele. Dr. Mengele. Kevorkian was a good one. I heard Joe say that.
Kevorkian was a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a $2 super chat from Terry Knee, and very simple, two words, fire him. And we all know who that's talking about.
Certainly not the... Wait, if he was Dr. Drew Jew is the name.
Is he an artist?
In your head.
Is he an artist? Hey, Drew Jew.
That two bucks is going to the guy who couldn't remember studio in the studio. Like, where am I? I'm in the... where am I? You're taking a shit. I'm in the room with a hole in the floor. With water in the flesh.
You know where we're at. You know,
it's got a tub and a sink.
Earth. Yes, the planet.
It's got a tub and a sink and a couple of toothbrushes and a bar of soap. And then the other side, there's two bars of soap you can't use. What is this place called? Grand Central Station. So Dr. Kenny Jew was brilliant. And I will see him Monday.
Great, man. You're on the road to recovery, you know? You're going to be...
I'm on the way. I'm trying, man. And then we do the right leg. Then Friday the 10th, we do the ultrasound to see how his work is.
How long did the whole procedure take?
A couple hours? Half an hour, not even. No.
That's not long at all.
No. Half an hour.
Yeah,
it really was. They set you up. They wipe you down real quick. They give you a little local anesthetic, and he nips as he speaks of Yellowstone and fucking sitcoms and Seinfeld and shit and Sam Elliott. And away you go. The time passes like nothing. What a brilliant take on this whole surgery thing. This guy Kenny Jew has.
Kenny Jew.
It's brilliant.
Kenny Jew. What's the difference?
Yeah, so I'll see him next week. Next week is the right leg. Then the 10th for Friday is the ultrasound to see how the work is. Then they go into the foam era, which is ask not what you can do with your legs, but what your legs can do for you.
And what Kenny Jew can do for you.
Ask how many veins does it take to change a light bulb, era. How many doctors do you name Kenny Jew? Anyways.
Kenny Jew.
how many vain doctors are not Jewish? Era. Anyways. And then they do a foam thing where this is an ablation where it's burnt. They stick a catheter all the way in the vein, all the way down.
And it goes
away. The smaller ones that are too gentle, they put inject a foam that closes them up, snaps them up, so the water can't leak out of them. So that's after that. So I'm on my way.
Wait, so they're not? And they don't actually remove them, right? Or they do?
No. Don't. Nope. They just seal them up. Shut them down.
Seal them down.
Yep. Seal them down. Eventually, I don't know if your body absorbs them, but I've had varicose veins since I was a baby, and he said it's genetic. You're just, you know, your pump is good, but your pump is going to go bad if you don't fix the hoses, you know?
So, yeah.
So that's my Dr. Kenny Juice story. So listen to Joey over here, Mr. Real Estate Mogul.
I have a friend who thinks that the word varicose veins, or the phrase, is actually very close veins. But it's not me. It's actually not me, but he's thought this for years. My buddy Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure he was very close to graduating, years. Too.
Yeah. I don't think he did. I don't know.
He was very close to a good job once. You know, he was very close. He was very close to meaningful relationships, but yes, his mentality ruined it.
He was very close to breathing on his own.
Yeah. He was very close to offing himself when he looked at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so let's get into, before we leave here, though, I want to get into America and the World Cup. Before we come back, it's going to be 250 years. So let's finish. I totally forgot about to tell you that before. Okay.
Now, Joey, but you said you had a quick, is that what it was? The very close veins?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to add in right there. Kenny wanted to talk about the house.
Yeah, that's freaking funny. So right now, when does the World Cup end?
Let's go to Joey's house. We'll end with America.
Come on over.
Yes, come on, man.
Joey's stepping into.
We got a brand new grill, man. I'll be inviting you guys sometime this summer.
There you go. How's your pool? I didn't put the big pool up. I bought a new one. That's like three. Yeah, feet
we
didn't.
Deep. Ours is only not last summer, but 2024. We bought it, so we haven't used it all that much.
Yeah, I but it's I just new, I yeah. just with the surgeries and shit, I just couldn't. I can't maintain, you know, pool that size.
We got to see because we're so the deal is, this is my last show as a renter, I guess. We are buying. We're buying our house. The closing is tomorrow, so. I think we're going to work on the inside before we do anything outside. So we might not even open the pool this year. I don't know yet.
There she is behind you, the mogul, too.
It feels like it's half melted.
Millionaire real estate.
This is what I get.
Oh, I thought you complained about your spaghetti that she fucked
it
up.
No, this is like half melted, and it's not the king size one. Oh, well.
He's just got problems all over the place.
She goes, hey, then give it back.
Yeah. You're gonna smash the shit out of you, bro. You better watch.
Kenny said the same. Yeah, get back. So, so we might not even do the pool this year. I don't know. We got to see.
Yeah.
How much time we got? Because we got to do a bunch of shit on the inside before. Because we're hoping we're gonna rent out this floor up here and we're gonna move downstairs to the main floor, rent this out. So we got to. Sure. We got to do a lot of cleaning and fucking spackling and bullshit like that.
At steady revenue, though, if you buy full. Yeah. Your split level. I mean, two-family, you know? Rent, yeah.
It is. Well, it's a two-family with sort of a studio apartment in the basement where we can't legally rent it out. So we're going to keep that for us. So we have barbecues. For example, we have shit like that.
In the basement?
We have people over. Yeah. So if somebody wants to crash, they fucking can crash down there. There's a pull-out bed or whatever. I'm putting like the YouTube studio thing I was talking about a while ago, putting that in the bedroom down there.
Make your money work for you.
I'll actually be in a home studio in a few months, hopefully, while we're doing this.
Yeah, it's a heavy thing. It's everything, but it's big time. You know?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to feel any different or if I'm just going to feel a lot poorer.
Well, you might in a little while, because you're going to be buying spackle, you're going to be buying all this shit, and it's going to be like there's nothing coming back. But eventually, you'll have a return. You know what I mean? And you own a very high price. We won't say any numbers, but in your area, real estate is on the up big time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have that no matter what. Can't take it away from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, no. Can't take it away from you. A friend of mine, my other friend Mike, said the same thing. So at least now you own it, Conti's too. Gone. Yeah, he's frozen or something. So there he goes. So my buddy Mike said the same thing. He's like, now you own it, though. So when Angela's father was alive, we were renting from him. We couldn't, not that we couldn't do anything. He let us do whatever we want. But now it's ours. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Doesn't matter. You know, so it's, whatever. We want to fucking, you know, paint the fucking walls green and knock the windows out. Work a weekend.
Yeah, man. You're an adult.
You can do what you want.
Yeah. Bring in a whole colony of possums and put them in the attic. You know, and just have them.
And then have tenants.
Yeah. Have a sober living hotel downstairs for the rats that don't do drugs anymore. You know.
Luckily, we don't get those, but we have a bunch of raccoons in the backyard that show up a lot in the winter for some reason.
Yeah, just give them some Fireball and tell them to get the Hackensack. It'll be fine. You know, it's funny. Yeah,
they go to Hackensack with Fireball, they'll get mugged for it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny is HBO had an old special, and it was about the tunnel ratters, the guys that would walk through the tunnels of the city, abandoned or even active, and they would kill rats. And it was the funniest thing. He goes, there was a black guy, and he goes, you know, you got all these traps, and it is all bullshit. What you got to do is you got to give them beer. So he goes, you wonder why? He goes, why do you give them beer? He goes, because rats can't fart. You give them beer, and their stomachs explode. It bubbles up, and their stomachs explode. You got to give a rat beer. And as he pours it in like his little bowl, he's slugging it, you know what I mean? On the clock, on a city dime. This guy's in a fucking in the subway, pitch black dark. Can't even see him. Dr. Kenny Jew, racism. It's not racism, we're just making a point. Shut up.
So by next week's show, I will be a homeowner along with the rest of.
Yeah, man, that's a big step, brother.
Adults around. Yeah, it's so weird. I don't understand. See, people have said this to me already. Hey, congratulations. I don't understand. Congratulations for what? Dropping a boatload of money I don't really have?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly it. So true.
But I don't know. It's going to be,
you gotta think of it like,
it's gonna be weird.
You got to think of it like buying gold. You know? Your the neighborhood you're in is only going to keep going up.
Yeah.
The area, you know, is only going to keep growing and getting better. You know, all kinds of... Whether it's the railway systems, the school systems, you're in a prime spot where it's going to be all, you know, it's going to be prime real estate. You know,
yeah.
You're right outside Manhattan. You're right outside the trees, and you know, in the
right
west.
Next
of
to everything too. We're a half a mile from 80 and 46.
There you go. You're right there.
I mean, we're right next to everything. Yeah, we're in a good fucking location.
Yeah, you get in there, and you might, you know, you might make a pretty penny of selling it. You know, when it goes over 1.1 million or so in that area, you know. And if some guy wants to come in and buy the whole fucking lot, you know, a couple of houses on the thing, build this shit, go ahead. Give me 1.3. See ya.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm moving to fucking Delaware. But that's good for you, pal. That's good for you, pal. All right. Yeah. So you want to get it before we get out of here?
Okay.
Yeah. July 4th is, what day is that today? Thursday? When is the 4th?
That's the Saturday. July 4th
is a Saturday.
This Saturday is the 4th. Okay, so we will be celebrating our country's 250th birthday.
Right.
Before we come back on the air on Monday.
Have you seen these fucking dummies online that are like, why are people saying 250? It's the year 2026. I see them every year. They're like, but... Like, it's 2026. It's not 250. I see them posting every year, and people share the posts and make fun of them, deservedly so.
Am I wrong? Yeah, I'm 1776. Am I wrong?
No. I'm saying people think that the year is the age. So, like, there's dumb... There's dumb, younger kids that are, like people like Shawnee's age that are, like...
I thought I was saying it's 249 or 250.
It's 2026. No, dude.
Yeah. No, I was thinking differently.
The fucking country was, you know.
Yeah, I was born in 76, so I'm a bicentennial. So that's why I always gauge it that way. You know what I mean?
By what?
Bicentennial. Oh! And who's this group of guys centennials you're talking about? Huh? Guys and girls, the centennials. Ooh. They're like the Go-Go's from the 80s. But with men in it playing keyboards.
They got the beat.
It's the bicentennials. Yeah. We got the meat. Sorry.
I don't think I can say that. That's a.
So, now, real quick, here's something I just wanted to bring up to people's attention. And I don't know if people have felt it, but I really, because I've been not hyper watching the TV, but I've been interested in the Knicks that were running on. So I've been watching a lot of news, a lot of replays. Couple of people I wanted to see were on Bill Maher. They were on Gutfeld. It was just things, you know, people that I wanted to watch that I was checking out. And being that I'm kind of in a holding pattern right now, a lot more TV than I'm used to, you know, because I've got to be careful for right now. So I'm watching this stuff, and we have the World Cup over here. First off, if on CNN, Craig Ferguson has a show called American on Purpose. And he tells a story about he was a Scottish guy, him and his father came over, and he loves America. He's an American citizen. So he goes around. It's one of those things. He goes to a carnival in Des Moines, Iowa. Then he goes, you know, crab fishing in Delaware. He does all shit and talks about what it's like to be an American, you know? And it's a great show because he loves America. What I caught and what really made me fucking feel good, what really made me feel good is that not only is the media, the garbage that we're given, the amount of shit that is so fake news, but it doesn't matter who you are, the amount of fluff they put on stuff and the amount of shit they hold back that we get in this country, I've realized that it is every news agency in the world. These people, okay, bear with me for a second, from Norway, from Sweden, from Brazil, from Scotland, from Ireland, from Bosnia, Ukraine, all of these different countries that have qualified for the World Cup, okay? South Korea, Japan, all these different things. We opened up the visas for these people to come in to our different cities. So there's games in Los Angeles. There's games in Vegas. There's games in Jersey. There's games in Florida. There's games in, you know, they're all over the country. Thousands upon thousands of visas to these fans, week-long visas, two-week, whatever it is. And they're sitting there and they're going, this fucking country is fucking great. I fucking look. I fucking had a pancake the size of your sister's arse. It's fucking great. Fucking great. I'm not even going home. I'm supposed to go home on Tuesday. I'm not going home till Thursday. The fucking artist. This is great. You know, they're fucking going ape shit. The Scottish are taking over Boston. They're bagpiping all over the place wearing the things. The Norwegians are fucking, they're sitting there, all these people, they're eating In-N-Out Burger. They're having, you know, they're at a Waffle House, you know what I mean? And people are accepting them because it's billions of dollars that they're spending, you know, free will, willy-nilly. And these people are like, we don't see this shit on TV. We thought America was gloom and doom. We were almost scared to come to America. And the guy's on a beach on Miami, and he goes, who the fuck is scared to come to this? He's like, look at this place. It was from, like, South Africa. And he's like, look at this. And he's in Miami. He goes, what the fuck is wrong with this? He goes, this is bullshit. He goes, because they say that there's shootings in the streets, there's mass murderers, there's abortions all over the place. You know what I mean? The food is poisoned. You know, it's the government, you know, it's the dictatorship. You can't walk the streets at night. You know, it's like the Gestapo, the ICE, they're rounding up all the brown people. You know what I mean? And it's so hyper extended that these people finally came over and they're like, America is what I used to read about, you know? And it got me patriotic and it got me feeling really good where I was like, see, I know we're doing all right. And, you know, we live here. So we have our griefs and our grimes and our whatever you call them, you know, our right. things that we don't like that we need to fix, you know?
Complaints and grievances.
Socialist. Yeah, that's what I'm. Griefs and grimes. Instead, we use griefs and grimes.
Griefs and grimes.
instead of grievances. Griefs and grimes. But when people around the world actually come here, Saudi Arabia, you know, a lot of those people and stuff, the Middle East guys, they're coming over here going, this is fucking amazing. It goes, America's great, you know? And everyone's been accepting. Of course, there's some crime, but it's not, nothing has been crazy, you know? And it just shows that these countries have been around for thousands of years. You know, the Middle East has been around thousands of years. They just started wearing pants in like the 70s, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, they didn't think of pants and shoes. India still didn't even. India has no idea what a steel-toe boot is. These guys are chopping big rocks into little rocks in flip-flops.
They're also living in places where it's basically a desert, so they're really not going to wear fucking pants, you schmuck.
Or steel-toe boots.
Easy or steel-toe
yeah, maybe,
boots.
Maybe easy breezy. Yeah, maybe it's the construction guy in me, you know, the old ham and egger, the old hard hat. Yeah. The old American hard hat. Yeah. You know? Yeah, hey, wake up in the morning and go build us. Go build a skyscraper, Guido. Yeah,
Guido.
But I thought it was I was very impressed, and I thought it was really cool that you know, it, like that the world is actually, you know, we know it. You know what I mean? We know it, but we're also welcoming. We're the most welcoming country in the world. You know, we're the freest, we're the greatest country in the world.
We are one of like 120 free countries. We are.
You're right. I stand corrected.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and this might come off fucked up, but I'm going to say this. There is no such thing as the greatest country in the world. That is fake. There is no such thing as the greatest country in the world. Okay. Let me tell you something. Here it is. If somebody says America is the greatest country in the world, you know what that's like saying? That's like me saying my parents were the greatest parents in the world.
Yeah, yeah. So, the only ones I had.
Wait a minute. So what does that mean? Does that mean my parents were better than Joey's parents? No. Yeah. What it means is this is the greatest country for me. This is the best place that I want to be. It's the only place I know. It's the only place I want to be. But this, and that's the problem, man. It's like, listen, just say, hey, I love this place. This is where I love. Because this whole greatest country in the world thing, and you know what happens, dude? We become deluded. We become delusional. And then, it's like when you say, oh, my wife's the greatest fucking broad in the world, right? And then you don't even recognize when your wife does something fucked up or whatever, and you're delusional. If you're able to say, hey, I love my country, it's not perfect. And then you can call out your country when it does bullshit, but also say, hey, I love this place. It's great. But the greatest place in the world, dude, it's not real. It's fictitious.
Right.
If you want to say, this is your favorite place, this is where I want to be, I don't know any other fucking places.
I got you. And that's besides the island they were hiding.
Other people come in here and they like it here. But hey, listen, when we went to Jamaica, we fucking loved it there, dude.
Yeah. I stand totally corrected, Joe. I agree 1,000%. And besides for the island they hid Luke Skywalker on, I'm going to take Schenectady. You know what I mean? I like America. You know?
I like
America. But well, I know. I take that island and suck on that fucking nipple thing that whatever he did with that pink milk. That purple milk, just like the fucking Star Wars. I would do that.
Way too deep into it. Once you get past New Hope, then you lost me. You know what I mean?
No. It's the last one. Yeah, Last Jedi. He's on an island. It's a map to Skywalker. Is the whole thing of the movie. So they find him on this island that's not even mapped. I would take that island. Otherwise, I'll see Passaic North. You know what I mean?
Passaic North.
But. I totally agree. I worded it wrong.
The Scottish people were taking construction cones and putting them on statues all over Boston. Like, the Scottish people are just fucking funny motherfuckers, man. And it was very playful. They were fucking with us.
When Boston runs out of beer, okay?
Yeah.
Boston! Ran out of beer.
Yeah.
They fucking took on. It's great. Fucking great. Fucking pancakes the size of your sister's horse. Fucking great. Yeah. Size is the size of your dick. Oh, fucking great. I love it. Great. Yeah, great. And it's, fucking it's, chugging beer. But yeah, all in all, it's been, fun, it's been mostly without incident. Without incident. I think I'm proud of it. I think it's cool. Go have some fun. Enjoy the sports.
Yeah, you know, people come in here and they're checking it out and they're like, hey, we like it here, man. Yeah, so do we. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I probably would love fucking Scotland, the Highlands. Come in droves of hundreds and thousands.
I'm doing Braveheart. Yeah, we were in, you know, the Norwegian area.
Europe. Yeah.
It's a little chilly and it rains a lot. But, you know, hey, listen, man, you know, people love it there, you know, and good beautiful. For them.
Yeah, so that's my America.
That's
my America. God bless America.
Cool. You know, these people, they've never been here and they like it here, and that's cool, you know? A little bit of...
But it's just crazy. It's just crazy how their media has skewed the entire, you know, vision.
If you go, we do the same thing. Like you go, hey, you know,
absolutely.
I don't want to go to Germany, you know. And then you go to Germany, you're like, oh wow, listen, there's birds chirping. Wow, that's real nice, you know. Holy shit, it's pretty.
I always say when my sister when her home base was in Germany and she would have to go there every so often, I would always say, and to this day, give my regards to the Kaiser.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That is from the Sylvester Stallone movie, Oscar. The guy that answers the door answers it, and it's like some German guy, and he's like, "Give my regards to the Kaiser." And I always thought I would say that to a German. Hitler basically assassinated the Kaiser politically to become the Kaiser was the king of Germany, and he became the Führer. You know what I mean? So I was like, give my regards to the Kaiser. I'm going to go to Germany and be like, give my regards to the Kaiser. And I'll probably get shot in the face or you know.
Yeah.
Or you at know, least who knows, you know. Yeah, but I think it would be funny. Give my regards to the Kaiser. Just me. But, you know, I would be willing to go anywhere in the world that I thought was safe and looked cool. And I would hope that it was, you know, I would hope it was what I bargained for. But I think America is what people bargain for, the American dream. And that's all I got to say about that. God bless America and God bless Mr.
All right, on that note, we start getting into that dog shit. All right, cool. Let's do our quick
thing. What's Mr. Furley's real name? Don Knotts. God bless Don Knotts.
Oh, that Mr. Furley. Oh, okay. I thought you meant Mr. Roper. Oh, you were talking about Furley. Gotcha.
No, Mr. Furley. Yeah.
All right. Sean,
Don Knotts. God bless Don Knotts.
What do we call this episode? I only got like 4 or 5. So, and if there's anybody in the chat that wants to join in on it, I will check the chat room. All right. Cool.
Go ahead, Sean.
How do you do?
Oh, wait. I didn't want to ask, though. Joey, you can hear us now, right?
Yes.
No, he still can't hear us. So. Oh, you can't
hear. He can hear us. We can't hear him.
We can't hear you now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, his mic's out.
The fuck?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure like all of this stuff was correct before we start spouting.
Yeah,
stuff
I know in. That sucks because he's got. Let me start over. The fuck did I just say? He can hear that. He probably has titles for the show.
Wonder if this is because he's got very very close veins. I think that's why.
Yes, yeah, he's very close to figuring out his audio problem.
How do you do? David Ingram here from the death metal band Benediction, formerly of Metal Breakfast Radio, and I might get back to that at some point in the future, but I don't know. And now, the Conti and Kenny Show, after more than an hour of utter nonsense and stupidity, you can believe it, asks the question, what the hell do we call this episode?
We can hear you, by the way, now, Joey.
No,
I was able to.
Yeah, we did hear him, and then it's not.
I heard him mess with the mic, and all of a sudden it went out again.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Right.
Really?
All right. Well, I'll start.
And I then, just start with yours, and let's go from there.
I got a couple. Plus, in the chat, we have Gregory Orchard, 1635.
Yeah, very miracles.
Very close veins.
My pal.
True.
My pal Miracles.
All right. I have
how you doing, buddy?
Another I have one emergency van. Busket of KFC. Mm-hmm. Insufficiency Kenny. Dr. Kenny Jew. And griefs and gripes. And griefs and grimes.
I like Insufficiency Kenny. Like, what's the free? That's REM had in. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Yeah,
yeah. Like the insufficiency, Kenny.
Insufficiency, Kenny.
My Joey clothes are insufficient.
Still not hearing Joey.
My sperm count is insufficient. My T cells are insufficient.
my Joey, wallet is insufficient. Do you want me to read your titles while you try to figure out your mic?
Oh, go ahead. You got Joey's titles? Go ahead.
Okay. His first one is, let me scroll up here, put it on a fat chick. It happens sometimes all the time. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. That might be it.
Joey, that's a good catch. That's a good catch.
Anybody has a thing in the chat, I'm reading it, so go ahead.
Arm around the chicken. Into the realms of real estate.
Into the realms of real estate. I like that. Very clever.
Penis insufficiency. Dr. Kenny Jew.
Dr. Kenny Jew.
Yeah, Dr. Kenny Jew.
Funny.
Okay, let's see if I can actually pronounce this right. Dr. Kenny's tweetments.
Tweetments.
Oh God, I'm gonna butcher this. I already know it. I'm gonna have a studio
Gestapo.
Gestapo. I was gonna say I don't even know what I was gonna say. Yeah,
You can put a Gestapo in here. You can put a SHCHCH Gestapo in there if you want, but Gestapo is just fine. Gestapo. Yeah, Gestapo is more authentic.
I was probably going to say like Gestapo or something.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you always want to be authentic with Nazi stuff.
Yes. You want to be correct.
Well, I mean, my initials do actually spell out SS. Oh, and yeah. I am part German. So that's probably not a good look.
No. No, and chugging Everclear isn't a
Terry
good look.
Terry Neal was right the whole time. Terry Neal was right the whole time.
I had to fire him.
Fire this Jew fuck. This Nazi fuck.
I don't think it helps, too, that I have a German helmet and also an artillery shell.
I've seen you wearing that
German helmet. Yeah. Hey, Shawnee, give my regards to the Kaiser.
Do you have any more from Joey?
We have a few more, like a puss bag full of heavy cream.
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh man, I wish you had Joey's audio there.
Oh God,
I don't want to snack anymore. Joey
fucking cackling through without any audio, yeah. I can hear it. Go ahead. What else do you got?
God, I don't know how to do a Boston accent, but a pancake the size of your sister's arse.
Arse.
In a pancake the size of your sister's arse.
Go ahead.
I
was at the wee Wolf House and I ate the pancake the size of your sister's arse.
Articulate John said he gave Shawnee a Roman helmet.
Oh, the one with like the big mohawk on it? I'd take that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Continue. Do another one.
No, the Roman war helmet is a dick on your nose, bro.
Yeah, that's when you put a dick down somebody's nose. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, from the top. Maybe I don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
From the balls cover your eyes, and a dick goes down the tip of your nose.
Goes down your nose, yeah.
I'm scared to know why you guys know this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it like twice.
It's like dirty.
I've seen it twice.
Like, you actually experienced it?
No, I was in the room, just like natural birth. I seen both of them twice. The Roman war helmet being performed and natural vaginal birth. Both twice.
Well, we have one
more. One weekend!
The last one we have is Griefs and Grimes.
Yes, Griefs and Grimes. Very good.
I'm going Insufficiency Kenny, or I'm going to go with It Happens All the Time, Some of the Times. Whatever that one was.
That one might be it, too.
I did have one of my own, too, that I kind of threw in here.
Oh,
lay it on us, Shawnee. Yeah.
Saving the best for last, obviously.
Yes.
The wallpaper of the emergency van.
the wallpaper of the emergency van.
He's putting the two together. He's putting the two together.
Right,
I like it.
Right. I like it. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, Joey's probably just signed off because we're
froze. He froze up. Yeah.
He froze up. All right. Well, listen, let's scram out of here. And, thank you to all of you in the chat. We really appreciate it. And all of you guys out there who listen and support us. We appreciate it. And if you want to leave a voice
from your miracles.
Yes. 727-497-7474. You leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the air. If it's a question or you just want to break our balls, whatever it is, we're good with that. And I just want to say
happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
You don't look a day over 227. All right.
Happy birthday, America.
Mm-hmm.
You got french fried taters, America.
All right, Shawnee, if you want to play our ending music and get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I don't get it. Is it 2026?
Shut up, Shawnee, and play the fucking
song. All right, dude, you're fucking me up.
Dickhead.
You're gonna fuck me up.
And
I think I have a handle on it. You're gonna fuck me up.
And if you want to follow me on all my social media, my link tree's right there. If you go to Linktree and put Joe Conti, I'm on TikTok.
Mine is none of your business.
Facebook and YouTube. I put videos up all over the place. Kenny will be at Walgreens. buying his new Wegovy, and Joey's on Link Street. And
happy birthday, America!
Yeah, happy birthday, America. Let me get my shot. and of course, Joey is on social media also in his real Joey image. You can go to Link Street. Oh, he's back. Can he hear you?
No, we can't hear him still.
No. Yeah, we got some white noise. That's about it.
Go like this, Joseph. Say goodbye. All right, and thank you to Shawnee for helping us do this every single week, and we end the show the same way our pal the late great Otto Peterson would say goodbye, and that is take care.
Now you can hear me,
and now we can
hear you. As we leave the show.
What the fuck's going on with the